Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another segment of Quick Take Ohio, a pre-recorded podcast highlighting Ohio news that impacts juvenile justice. Our first podcast was almost a year ago, and Aaron Davies, the Children's Law Center's public policy attorney, joined us for that inaugural recording, and she's here again with us today. Welcome, Aaron.
Thanks, Lauren. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're here to talk about the upcoming release of an update to the report, Falling Through the Cracks. And for those unfamiliar with the report, Falling Through the Cracks and its companion piece, In Their Own Words, was published by the Children's Law Center in May 2012. And they provided an overview of the mechanisms in Ohio that permit kids to wind up in the adult criminal justice system. And stories were shared by those who experienced it or who had loved ones that were sent to the adult system as a youth. And since that report was released, the Children's Law Center has been continuing to collect data and follow trends. And so, Aaron, before you even started at CLC, this is something you worked on. Why is this issue important to you?
I think that's a really good question. For me, this population of youth is really a forgotten population. They fall in between both the juvenile justice system and the adult criminal justice system. And there's quite a few youth nationally, about 200,000 youth who are prosecuted in the adult system every year. And this is really the most serious consequence that we can give to youth, but not a lot of jurisdictions have focused on these youth. So I've worked in various capacities to kind of shine a light on this particular issue and address the needs of those youth who I believe are most at need for making sure that we are treating them correctly so that long-term they come back to our communities as productive, law-abiding citizens.
Mm-hmm. So in this short period of time since the initial publication, I think as I mentioned in May 2012, many public policy changes have occurred that affect this issue. You actually discussed one on the first podcast, Senate Bill 337, which pertains to placing kids in adult jails, but there's also been a U.S. and Ohio Supreme Court decisions and other regulations around conditions of confinement. So what are some of the big takeaways from these public policy changes?
Well, the big public policy changes, I think, are that Ohio is really keeping with national trends in terms of moving youth back out of adult court and back into juvenile court, which research really shows, and all of these public policy initiatives reflect, that youth are actually better served in juvenile court for the most part. They're less likely to recidivate when they're retained there, and their long-term outcomes are better. So all of those public policy reforms have really been in line with this kind of national trend as well as the trend right here in Ohio to keep more youth in the juvenile justice system instead of sending them to adult court.
And in the past, well, I guess approximately 18 months, you've collected a lot of data and anecdotal information regarding bindover and serious youthful offenders in Ohio. What different types of things did you look at?
So we updated, there's a lot of public data available on bindovers from the Department of Youth Services. They track the number of youth in adult court every year. So we just went back and kind of updated our numbers to check in and see where Ohio is on binding youth over to adult court. We also went and did a more in-depth county analysis to say, we looked more broadly at Ohio generally in the first report, but at the county level to see how counties are making decisions about what youth who commit more serious offenses, how decisions are made to keep those youth in juvenile court versus send them to adult court. So we looked at both data at the county level, and then we did stakeholder interviews in several kind of bellwether counties, I guess we could call them, where we interviewed a judge, prosecuting attorneys, and defense attorneys to get a sense of what their bindover practices were like to kind of dig beneath the numbers.
I see. And so without revealing everything that's going to be in the report, what are some of the highlights of these findings that the data analysis revealed?
Well, to not, you know, let the cat totally out of the bag, there are some public data that's very interesting. And the first one being that Ohio bindover numbers have dropped significantly over the past 2 years. The most recent bindover numbers indicate that there were only 205 youth bound over in fiscal year 12, which is a big reduction from 303 when we released the original Falling Through the Cracks report. So that's quite a dip. The thing is, we don't really know why that drop happened. You know, we did have a lot of positive public policy changes during that time, but we just don't have enough data to know exactly how those changes impact that number drop. We also found, and the data will be obviously more detailed in the report, but that bindover practices really differ by county, which means that one of the purposes of bindover is to really deter youth from committing offenses because they know they could, you know, go into adult court. And what we found was the practices vary so much by county, it's not clear exactly when a youth would or would not be bound over. So I think that's something that stakeholders really have to consider as we look at Ohio's bindover laws. And I think the third thing is this idea of really having a comprehensive look at youth in the adult system in Ohio. Often we have reforms that affect just the juvenile field or the adult criminal justice field, which can have impacts on those youth who fall in the middle, but no one's really focusing on that particular population, which kind of puts them in a difficult situation between reforms that happen on either side of them, essentially.
And I know you just really sort of summarized things that still need to be examined. For your work, what's next? You know, if we have another podcast a year from now, you know, what do you think you're going to be focusing on, and what should we know as Ohio citizens around this issue?
I think we really, as a state, need to engage high-level stakeholders like the Department of Youth Services, judges, those kind of folks, to really taking a look at local practice on bindover and how we as a state can kind of pull together a collaborative effort to improve for Ohio youth and their communities in terms of public safety as we examine this population of youth. So I think we really need to shine kind of a laser on this issue to see what, as in Ohio, can we do holistically to improve the outcomes for this particular population.
Erin, thank you so much for agreeing to come back on.
Thanks, Lauren, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too. We encourage everyone to go to the Children's Law website, which is www.childrenslawky.org, for an announcement of the release of the report. And thank you, everyone, for listening to another episode of Quick Take Ohio. Take care, and catch you on the next podcast.